bless your hearts. Good. All right. Please have a seat. Wow, what a wonderful morning. Tremendous. Well, you got your Bibles? Turn to the Gospel of John, please. And chapter 6, that's where we're going to start. Chapter 6, verse 63. Fantastic verse in God's Word. We're going to talk about living the Spirit lifestyle. I think we're getting the point here already this morning that life exists in the Spirit much more dynamic than our body and soul. But let's take a look here and see what verse 63 says in chapter 6. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. And that old English word quickeneth means to make alive. It's the Spirit that makes alive. The flesh profiteth how much? Nothing. Zero. Nothing at all. The flesh has no profit at all. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. All right? Hey, flesh doesn't profit you, does it? You know, each man is born of body and soul, of the dust of the ground, right? God breathed that soul life into man when he was body and soul. And of course, in the beginning, Adam had spirit, right? He created man in his own image. Look at John chapter 4, if you would. Because the image of God is spirit. In verse 23 of chapter 4 in John here, it says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, or God a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God is a spirit. He is a spirit. But we know from Adam and Eve, Adam lost that spirit. That spirit died, but thankfully the Lord Jesus Christ came along. God provided him as an offering, a sin offering for man for all time, so that man could be born again of spirit. So man could be complete of body, soul, and spirit. You know, flesh doesn't get it, does it? Flesh doesn't get it. But you're saying, well, Bob, I'm alive here. You know, I'm breathing. I've got form. But how long does that last? Not too long, does it? Not too long. What about the spiritual things? How long does that last? Forever. Yes. See? God is forever. You get born again of God's Spirit, you'll have a relationship with God, then you really have life. You really have life. Let's go to chapter 8 in Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, and we'll see this even clearer. Romans 8. And let's start in verse 5. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, this is five senses, natural man minded, to be carnally minded is what? That's what you got to look forward to if you want to live in the carnal five senses mind. And that is death. Not too exciting, is it? Not at all. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I mean, by pure logic, what should we be really excited to spend our time doing? By pure logic here. Okay, here you got body and soul. You get born again of God's Spirit. You've recognized the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has paid the price. You believe in Him. You make Him Lord. God raised Him from the dead. You believe that. You're born again of God's Spirit. You've got spirit life now. You have eternal life. So how are you going to live your life? Five senses, it'll get you death every time, right? Spirit, eternal. So where do you want to spend your life most of the time? Spirit, yes, you got 100 here. You got it right. And so logic, but how do we live our life, a lot of us, and me included? Five senses a lot, don't we? We just get wrapped into our natural mind thinking. We respond to all the stimulus of the five senses. Where is it going to get us in the end? Yeah, not too much. Spiritual mindedness is life and peace. Man, that's where we need to grab our life, our heart, our mind, and keep it in that spiritual realm, right? Yeah, we're five senses, flesh, we deal with it. But we want to enjoy the spiritual life. That's what really, really counts. Let's read on here. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are after the flesh cannot what? Cannot please God. You know, you see so much done by the five senses, flesh man, to try to look good for God, right? Oh my God, there's beautiful buildings out there. You know, you go up North 5, right? UTC, there's this white steepled thing. You think God gets excited about that? No. What does he get excited about? Spiritual life. That which is spiritual. You know why God's excited about you? Because you got spirit in you. You know, he was even okay with you in the five senses. He even loved you in the five senses, natural, body, and soul. That's how loving God is. He still loved us, but he loved us enough to give his son to die for us, to give his life, to see his son go through all the crap and the ugliest death you can ever imagine so that we could have spiritual life. Life and peace with God Almighty. That's how big God's love is. So if you've got spiritual life, now you're born again, you think God's done with you? Not at all. If he did so much for us, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son in the five senses, and he did that for us, how much more is he going to do for us in the spiritual realm when we recognize that we're sons of God, right? Born again of God's Spirit. Yes. Well, let's read on. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the what? Spirit. Yes. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? How do you know? You can operate manifestations, can't you? You have operations of the Spirit. You can speak in tongues. That's why speaking in tongues is so great, so fantastic. What was the first thing on the day of Pentecost they did when they got filled with Holy Spirit? They spoke in tongues. God could have had anything happen, but he did the one thing, speaking in tongues. Cornelius, the first Gentile to get born again. How did Paul and his Jewish friends know that this old Gentile was born again of God's Spirit? He heard him speak in tongues. Oh my golly, even these Gentiles are born again now. Oh, what has the world come to? They heard him speak in tongues. Wow. Got spirit in us, right? Body, soul, and spirit. I love that song, man. Because that's where it's at. Spirit is where it's at. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if, or since, the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Wait a minute. We have a Spirit, that Spirit life, that of him, God, that raised Jesus from the dead in us? Oh my goodness. I didn't say it. I just read God's word, right? It's in the word of life. This is spiritual life here. This is spiritual food right here, folks. That's why we're into God's Word, because it's spiritual food. And this food here is telling us that we have the Spirit of Him in us that raised Jesus from the dead. You think you got power residing in you because you have that Spirit? Yes. Big time, big time. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. You getting the point? Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. So what are we debtors to? It doesn't really say there, does it? It says we shouldn't be debtors to the five senses flesh. But obviously, the figure of speech here that's not being said but should be implied very largely in our minds is that we are debtors to the Spirit. Yeah, we're debtors to the Spirit. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption or sonship, whereby we cry, Daddy, Daddy, God's our Father. Wow. Isn't this something, this spiritual life? It's just fantastic. Just fantastic. Well, the question is, well, how do I live this spiritual life? Okay, I'm body and soul here. I got all this five senses going on. This world is so five senses oriented, but I've got the Spirit of Christ in me. So how do I live this Spirit? Because I want to live this Spirit, life and peace. Do you want to know? Yes, okay. We change what we're feeding on. We change what we're exercising. In the five senses, how does that stay alive? Eat food, right? We eat food that nourishes our body, right? So we feed on that so our body can hang in there another day. What do we do with our body, physical body? We exercise it, right? Get all the muscles, right? We get Tom as our personal trainer and he just gets us working and we're in great shape. Fine and dandy. But what about the spirit life? We've got to feed it what? Spiritual food. Spiritual food. And we have to exercise. What do we have? What manifestations do we have to exercise in there? 9 manifestations, right? That's what we use to exercise. That's why speaking in tongues is so fantastic. Because you can do that all day long. It edifies you. It builds you up, doesn't it? It does so, so much for you, speaking in tongues. And then listening to God, expecting to listen to God is a spiritual thing. Because like we heard, God talks to you. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Discerning of spirits, right? Believing to do miracles, heal people. All that is part of exercising ourselves. You know, I was in the military, the Marine Corps, and all of a sudden I realized I was in a whole new lifestyle. Oh my golly, you know. I couldn't go up to this guy and say, hey, how you doing, buddy? If he had a star on his shoulder. That was a general. You don't go up to the general and say that, do you? How you doing, buddy? No, you go, yes, sir, sir. It's a whole lifestyle, isn't it? It's a military lifestyle. And you learn how to do that. That's the military lifestyle. But we're going to live a spiritual lifestyle. So what do there? We feed on spiritual food. We feed on spiritual food. Now, in the newsletter, I have included in there a five-point program on feeding and exercising the Spirit. It's on page 2, I believe. Page 2 there has the five-point program on feeding and exercising the Spirit. So number one, and I'm going to mention these briefly here. Feed the Spirit the Word of God. Remember we read in verse 63 of John, of chapter 6, the words I speak are what? Spiritual. Okay? Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Right? Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. The Word of Christ dwell in you richly. In 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word. See? So it's the Word of God that's alive. It's the Word of God that we want to get our head in. Isn't it amazing how much we read the newspaper and we read visual stuff on TV? We spend so much time doing that. But we starve ourselves spiritually, I think, so many times because we're not feeding ourselves the Word of God. So we got to do that, folks. We got to just get our wonderful noggin in the book because it's the wonderful Word of God. It makes all the difference in the world. So number one, we feed the Spirit the Word of God. Number two, we recognize our identification in Christ. You know, somebody asks you, well, who are you? Well, I'm Bob Linfelt, some flesh guy that got born of a woman and... No! Who are you? Well, I'm a son of God with Christ within. What? Yeah, I am. That's the truth of the matter. Now, maybe I'm Bob Natural Man for so many years, but for eternity... I'm spiritual Bob. I've got Christ in me, right? We sang about it. And that doesn't prove you got Christ in you, but the Word of God proves it that you got Christ in you, right? So recognize your identification. And if we could do this, as we live our day and go about things, that we see ourselves how God sees us. As his son, his daughter, with Christ within. We're a son of God. Son of God. Number three is practicing the presence of God. Practicing the presence of God. He's there. He's with us. So we practice that. We recognize that God is always with us. It says in Psalm 16:11, in thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. Wow. So if you're not joyous, then we got to get our mind thinking who we are in Christ with some spiritual food of God's Word and be reminded, hey, wait a minute. Why am I bummed out from all this five senses stuff? I'm a son of God. I've got Christ in me. Yeah, I've got some situations. Things are happening. But I can have great joy. Because I've got Christ in me. I've got the Heavenly Father is with me. Isaiah 26 talks about the stayed mind. Let's go there if you would. Let's look at a verse or two here. Isaiah 26:3. A wonderful verse. A couple of verses here in God's Word. 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Perfect peace. We grab our mind and we put it on God Almighty. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he does one thing. Trusteth in him. Boy, I tell you, trust is a big deal. You know, some people trust what their banker says. Some people trust what their doctor says. But you and I, as sons of God, what do we trust? God's Word. The truth of God's Word. Well, it looks like you've got a high count of white blood cells in here, and you've got, you know, cancer and all this stuff, and I don't know how long you're going to live. By Jesus Christ's stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm delivered. Okay? That's practicing the presence of God. You know, if God is with you and you're practicing that, you know, I know some of you are a little quiet. I'm quiet in nature, generally speaking. So it's not like I'm talking all the time. But if God's with us all the time, we can talk to Him sometimes, right? Now, some of you just keep talking and talking and talking. That's all right. But talk to God. He's with you all the time. Speak in tongues. That's what's so great about speaking in tongues, right? Because when you speak in tongues, you don't speak unto men, but unto God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. So let Him know you're there. Talk in tongues. Speak in tongues. All the time. All the time. Somebody said, fellowship with our God, with God our Father, is the secret to spiritual happiness and power in our day-to-day walk on earth. Our fellowship with Him. Well, number four in the five-point program is operating all nine manifestations. Operating those manifestations. That's exercising. That's using the Spirit. Again, speaking in tongues is a big part of that, isn't it? A big part of it. Hey, somebody doesn't look well. They're sick. And you come upon them. Oh, I'm sorry. That's too bad. You broke your foot. Oh, you better go see a doctor. That's the five senses flesh man, right? Son of God would go, what? Oh, my golly, you broke your foot. My goodness, let me pray for you. You want me to pray for you? Let's get God involved in this situation, okay? And you're praying for him, and God's telling you to do whatever, and you do it. Operating manifestations, walking by the Spirit. It's an exciting lifestyle doing that. Haven't you noticed walking by the five senses is not too exciting? I mean, maybe you get a little high here and a little high there, but man, it's high all the time with God. Wow. So we want to operate these manifestations. You know, we're in a world that's controlled by the adversary, the devil, right? The evil one. We've got to deal with him. But greater is he that is in me than he that's in this world, right? So we can deal with him very easily. We can let him have it. Because we have the power to do so. Well, finally, walk in love. Walk in love. Let's go to Galatians, okay? And we'll close here in Galatians. We want to walk in love. Everything that God did was with love. And as sons of God, we want to be like Him. We want to walk in love as well. So Galatians chapter 5. Okay. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For brethren, you have not been called unto liberty. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Let's get it right. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Okay? Because we know this flesh life kind of sucks. So we don't use this liberty we have in Christ for that. But what do we do? But by love, by the love of God, agape love of God, we serve one another. You know, we're living a spiritual lifestyle. You know what we're going to be doing? Hanging out with believers, just helping each other. One with another, just ministering, helping, doing the things that helps the one body of Christ. Talking about the one body of Christ, just working within that body, serving one another with love. That's how we serve. with love. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, it says in verse 24, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If you live, or since you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So that's what we want to do, is walk in the Spirit. We want to live our life with a spiritual lifestyle, okay? A spiritual lifestyle. So I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ, let's just live this lifestyle in the spiritual realm. You see what I'm saying? You know, we don't get wrapped up in this five senses flesh stuff. You know, we have it, we deal with it, but we make our decisions as a son of God, with the love of God. That's how we do it, right? Right. Well, you guys are great. Thanks for listening to me this morning. And I'm excited for what's ahead, for what we can do for our Heavenly Father as we serve and love, all right? So maybe I'll close in...
I was
going
to ask you, would you close us?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, we are very, very grateful that we can have Christ within, that we can have a fellowship with you, God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, that we could just focus our mind, our heart on you all the time and have that fullness of joy that you promise us. And Father, we're very grateful that we can continue to grow and learn these things and walk out on them and just see you work mightily in our life. So I pray for each and every person here and every person that hears this teaching, that they can rise up to the calling wherewith you have called them. So I thank you, Father, for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thanks, Al.